Ramayana, Act 3, Chapter 12. Ravana exhibits his prowess. Scene 4. Sugriva severs Mahaparshva's head. Headed by Ram and Lakshman, the chief monkeys fought in a frenzy. Sugriva, Angada, Hanuman, and other principal vanaras cut down the Rakshasa forces like a field of ripe wheat. The demon king agonized, seeing his army being overwhelmed. He turned to Mahaparshva. O heroic one, my hopes now rest with you. Repay your debt to your master and destroy this hostile army of monkeys. Do not delay. The Rakshasa folded his palms and bowed slightly to Ravana. Raising his mighty bow, he rushed into the Vanara forces like a moth entering into a flame. Endowed with extraordinary strength, he carved a path through the monkeys with his blazing arrows. With deadly accuracy, he severed the arms, legs, and heads of the monkeys, sending up his fearful war cry. Struck hard and reeling from Mahaparshva's attack, the monkeys ran to Sugriva for protection. The monkey king rushed at the Rakshasa and hurled a tremendous crag straight at his chariot. Mahaparshva saw the rock flying at him, but undeterred, released swift arrows that broke it to pieces. Shattered into 1,000 fragments by a stream of arrows, the rock descended to the ground like a flock of vultures. Sugriva immediately tore up a tree, throwing it at the demon with all his might. But again, Mahaparshva fired arrows, which sliced the tree into pieces. Then, Sugriva picked up an iron bludgeon which was lying on the ground nearby. He leaped forward and killed the team of horses yoked to the demon's chariot. The Rakshasa jumped down, clutching his dreadful mace. He hurled the spike at Sugriva, and the monkey struck it with his bludgeon. With a great explosion, the two weapons shattered and fell to the ground. Then, the two heroes fell upon each other and wrestled for some time. They struck each other with their fists, knees, and heads, roaring and rolling about on the ground. Sugriva lifted the Rakshasa and threw him quite a distance. But getting up at once, Mahaparshva took hold of a sword and a shield, rushing towards Sugriva. The monkey quickly looked around and found another sword. With upraised weapons, the two powerful combatants met together, shouting in joy. A fierce sword fight then ensued, creating a shower of sparks as weapons clashed together. Suddenly, Mahaparshva brought down his sword with full force onto Sugriva's shoulder. It embedded itself into the monkey's armor. As the Rakshasa tried to extract it, Sugriva quickly swung his own weapon in a short arc and severed the demon's head from his shoulders. As the gods and siddhas looked on, Mahaparshva fell lifeless to the ground. His head rolled away with its teeth clenched and its golden earrings glittering. Sugriva stood with his blood-soaked sword, looking like a dark cloud graced by a bright sunbeam. The monkeys, overjoyed, cheered their leader and thronged around him. The Rakshasas then fled toward Ravana, howling in fear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.